Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. Fantasy football season is here, and let's have more fun and win more games in 2025.
Ooh, yeah!
Go check your email inbox. It's that time. Yes, your fantasy football league has scheduled its annual draft sometime between now and early next week. The NFL season kicks off a week from this Thursday on September 4th as the Dallas Cowboys head to Philadelphia to tangle with their archenemy Eagles. Then again, every team in the NFC considers Dallas to be their archenemy. Supporters of the New York Giants and Washington Commanders, yuck, I still loathe that nickname, they all dislike Dallas every bit as much as the well-behaved fans in Philadelphia. Right. Philadelphia is also the reigning Super Bowl champions. They clobbered Travis Kelce, the soon-to-be nicknamed Mr. Taylor Swift, and his Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 in New Orleans back in February. So let's check this year's Las Vegas crystal ball as to who they think is going to win it all. Unsurprisingly, the professional prognosticators in Las Vegas still love those Philadelphia Eagles to repeat as champions again this season. Vegas oddmakers have the NFC Eagles as the betting favorite for a return trip to the title game this year. But three AFC teams, the Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, and Kansas City Chiefs, are expected to all slug it out against each other to represent their conference, the AFC, at the February 6, 2026 finale of the season in Santa Clara, California. And here is how the experts are predicting every team's win total for the 17-game regular season. Tied at number one with 11.5 wins, and this is the betting services, that's why it's kind of weird here, Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, and Kansas City Chiefs are all the top four teams this year. At number two with 10.5 wins expected, the Detroit Lions and San Francisco 49ers. That was a surprise. At 9.5 wins, they predict Washington, Cincinnati, Los Angeles Rams, Green Bay Packers, Los Angeles Chargers, the Houston Texans, Denver Broncos, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers are all going to finish close to 10 wins this year. With 8.5 wins predicted, the Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears, really? Pittsburgh Steelers, Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks, New England Patriots, and Miami Dolphins, really? At 7.5 wins, the predicted teams are Dallas Cowboys, Atlanta Falcons, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Indianapolis Colts. Coming in with 6.5 predicted wins this year, the Las Vegas Raiders and Carolina Panthers. Only expected for 5.5 wins this year, the New York Jets and the New York Giants. A bad year to be in New York, right? Tennessee Titans and the New Orleans Saints. But fortunately, there's one team worse than our Saints. At 4.5 wins this year, the worst team in the league is expected to be the Cleveland Browns. Old Swamp Swami, by no means an expert, generally agrees with most of those prognostications. My view of the NFL schedule this year suggests that the Buffalo Bills and the New Orleans Saints actually appear to have two of the easiest schedules this season. I personally think Buffalo will go about 12-5 this year, and my beloved Saints will exceed expectations, but still finish at 8-9 for the season. The Detroit Lions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and New York Giants have all drawn a rather difficult schedule in 2025, so don't be surprised if their records for Detroit, Tampa Bay, and New York Giants are a little bit worse than Vegas is predicting right now. But why does this difficulty of a team schedule matter when you're talking about fantasy football? Well, if you go check out the road games for the Detroit Lions, look who they're going to play this season. The Lions travel to play at Green Bay, Baltimore, the Cincinnati Bengals, Kansas City Chiefs, Washington, Philadelphia, Los Angeles Rams, Minnesota, and Chicago on the road. Every one of those teams, with the exception of the Chicago Bears, posted a winning record in 2024. So how many road games do you think the Lions are going to win this year? Conversely, the New Orleans Saints have a rather cream-puff home schedule, featuring Arizona, San Francisco, the New York Giants, New England, and New York Jets, in addition to the NFC South members Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa Bay. And only the Tampa Bay Bucs posted a winning record in 2024. But will the Saints be able to capitalize on this gift from the NFL scheduling computer? Your Fantasy Football League competitors are probably quite aware of the likely top teams for 2025. However, your knowledge of which NFL teams are playing the hardest schedules might just give you a key advantage on draft night about your Fantasy Football League team. Unfortunately for me, my New Orleans Saints are also likely to give up a lot of points defensively. Likewise, Buffalo's kryptonite seems to be concentrated on the defensive side of the ball as well. The reason that's a problem is because the longer the opposition team controls the football, the less time your favorite offense has to score points. Let's now cover Swamp Swami's golden rule of fantasy football. Are you ready? Always draft the best players from the likely playoff contenders as they become available. Now that might sound like common sense, because it is. You might be surprised how many of your fantasy football league buddies are going to make early round draft picks of players on teams which are likely going nowhere at the end of the regular season. Now, last year, my fantasy football team, which goes by the name of Swamp Gas, finished with a 9-5 regular season record. Four of my first players drafted in my 2024 league draft came from winning teams: Detroit, Baltimore, San Francisco in the third round, oops, I missed that one, the Los Angeles Rams, and Buffalo. So make it easy on yourself during those early rounds. Stick to this game plan and draft the most talented players from the top teams, especially in the early and middle rounds. Now, once those players have been depleted, and they will be, look for your proverbial best players available, regardless of team. And save most of your Wile E. Coyote super genius selections, especially on untested rookies, for the final few rounds of the draft. And here are some more fantasy football tips from old Swamp Swami. I'm going to roll out my annual top 10 suggestions to help you enjoy the upcoming NFL fantasy football season. Number one is your team name. Make sure that you're happy with the sound of your team's name. You're going to have to live with that name for the entire fantasy football season. Number two, spend some time researching players and teams. You know, you can pay 10 to 15 bucks at your local drugstore and buy one of those fantasy football magazines. But sadly, their advice is usually no better than your own. So save the money and go read a few sports websites. But in the end, you got to trust your gut. Number three, determine a draft strategy. As we talked about earlier, my personal favorite is to, for the most part, select the best offensive players from the NFL teams which you expect to score the most points this season. Now, I might grab one of the players from a mid-level team, but you should refrain taking more than one player from any team which is considered weak offensively in the last few years, like the Carolina Panthers, New England Patriots, and the Arizona Cardinals. Consider yourself warned. Number four, pick at least one player from an NFL team which you personally like and root for every year. In my case, I'm a longtime New Orleans Saints fan. And you can count on my fantasy football team including at least one Saints player on the roster again this year, despite the terrible predictions for the Saints. Follow your heart with a few of your picks. But don't select any player from any NFL team which you personally despise. In my case, I avoid Dallas Cowboy players like the plague. Don't force yourself to root for a player on your fantasy team who is on your least favorite NFL football team. The object is to win your fantasy league, but you still want to have fun during the season as well. Number six, don't waste important picks on your defense and a kicker until your last few selections. There are precious few defenses and kickers which are reliable difference makers. Resist the temptation to draft a defense or place kicker too early. You might be sorry later. Number seven, injuries happen. No later than Thursday afternoon every week, make sure to check to see if any of your starting players have been injured during the previous week's games and are not expected to play in the coming weekend. If you're unsure about an injured player, go ahead and use a substitute from your roster in the upcoming week. If that player's injury turns out to be season-ending, drop that player immediately and go find an undrafted player from your league's free agent list. Stay vigilant about injuries to your players. Number eight, keep an eye open for undrafted rookies during week number 1 and 2. Go out and look at rookies who might be making an early impact for their team and grab them early in the season and dump a lukewarm bench warmer off of your team in that same position. This can pay dividends for you down the stretch, as some fantasy football teams in your league are hesitant to draft rookies. Number 9, start slow but finish fast. Set up your fantasy football team to have a positive finish at the end of the season. Last year in 2024, my team was in a tie for second place in a 10-team league heading into the playoffs. Unfortunately, I got steamrolled during the playoffs and finished in fifth place. A similar outcome occurred in 2023 when my team finished in a fourth place finish. Stay focused on putting together a solid squad by mid-season, and you can rally down the stretch and still win in the playoffs. And item number 10 for this year, have more fun. Sometimes your team is going to perform great. Other years, things go not so well. That's the nature of this game, so don't despair if your fantasy team stinks this season. You can still have fun by being a spoiler down the stretch and knocking off one of the other teams striving to make the playoffs. Best of luck this season with your fantasy football league team. I'm Swamp Swamp.